Thank you for calling customer service, Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Bill Bigby Hansen again. I think we just spoke here a little bit
Yes,
ago.
sir. Yes.
So I called my banking institution. They have no other information, no company on it. And I'd like to have this stopped. Is there any way that you can initiate that? Otherwise, I'm going to have the credit card shut down and I'll get a new credit card.
No, I don't think that would be necessary if we can just find an account for you. Let me see if I can get you over to a supervisor and they can find something other than what I can find. The only thing I would do right now is go through the same protocol of asking you your zip and your phone number and your last four or your six or your digit and your name. Typically, it comes up. I'm going to try the zip code really quick. I think you said it was 908-something?
98058.
Okay. Because I've had numerous calls since I've spoken with you, so it was written down somewhere. 058. So typically we'll go through it, we'll pull it up on the zip code. It should show. And you said it wouldn't be under any other name. Hold on, we got several pages. Let me do this. I got a couple pages here. Maybe I didn't flip the page, and maybe it could be on the. Usually it shows up at the top of the page. But I'm going to go a step further and go through a few more pages. In case the hyphen threw it out of rotation or something.
You know, that is, sometimes it does. Sometimes
yes,
they
it does.
Leave a
yeah.
space. Sometimes they just smash it together.
Correct. So I'm going to follow through on all the pages I have. I have 10 pages. I'm on page 6 now. And the reason I didn't go further, because what happens, it comes up to the top of the feed. But since you said hyphen, it could throw it out. But I'm going to go through all pages of what I have come up with, the zip code of 98058. Okay, and sometimes it could be in another family member name, but I'm not even seeing the last name. There we go.
I got you
on page 7. And you know how they have it? What did you tell me? William?
William, yeah.
Are you, hold on a minute, I can tell you. If you verify this address for me. Verify this address for me.
15609?
Yep. Renton.
South.
Renton.
Yeah, Washington. Yeah.
Yeah. But guess how they have it? Renton. Bill Bixby. Bill, not Will.
Okay. I go by Bill, but a lot of times, okay.
That's why we couldn't find it. So here we go. On September 25th, Mr. Bigby, there was, I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. It was a Wi-Fi booster that you agreed to pay the shipping and handling, which was $6.70. To receive this Wi-Fi booster, okay? That's what initiated this entire thing. So from that point, after viewing the account, it shows that you paid the $6.95 of shipping and handling for the Wi-Fi booster. You selected to be shipped out to you. Now, that's a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Club. Now, where that comes in at, the next charge that you're speaking of, if you don't cancel within 2 days, it automatically enrolls you into this Gadget Club, okay? So and it's stated in the terms and conditions as well. So then you received on 9/29, which was outside of the 48 hours that you needed to call from the time that you paid the shipping and handling during the trial period to say, hey, you know, I don't want to be a member of the club, so it automatically enrolls you into the Gadget Club, okay? So that's what happened. On 9/29, you received a $49.97 charge. Now, also, on October 30, you received that. So this is September, October, November, December.
Right. All the way up to, right.
So the last charge that I see is December 31st. Now, let me see what I can do for you. If you're not going to stay with the membership club, it's the world's largest gadget club. They send you a $125 gift card to shop with them as well, to stay with them as a member, if you choose to. If not, let me see what I can offer you here. Because really, it's listed, and this is only going to be on the last charge. I can't go back retroactive for all the other charges because the way we see it is that if you had a call back in September, it would have been stopped in September. Okay?
Okay.
So,
I understand.
Yeah, so hold on a minute here. So let me see what I exactly all I can do. So it's not the same day. It's a few months ago. Well, let me ask you this. Have you received a Wi-Fi booster?
I did receive that.
Okay, so fine. That I was gonna reach. If you had not, I was gonna reship it back out to you. But you have that, so we're good on that part. You're with me as far as saying that you paid the ship. You agreed to pay the shipping and handling for $6,090. But where you missed it at is in the terms and conditions. It does state to you before you put in your credit card, because you can't go any further with the credit card unless you accept the terms and conditions. But in the terms and conditions, it does state that if you don't call and cancel in 48 hours, we automatically enroll you into the Gadget Club. Okay, which they have fantastic.
Okay, so that's on me then.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir. That's how, but they actually have fantastic gadgets, just like the Wi-Fi booster that you got at no charge for the shipping. They have numerous of other things like that too. If you would like to stay with the Gadget Club and just to see what it's about, what I can do, if you decide to do that, I can give you a 35% refund on the last $49 if you choose to stay with them just to see what it's like, or we can cancel it going forward. It's totally up to you.
No, I'd like to terminate it.
Okay, so let's see what I can do here. So we're going to – let me put you on hold for a minute. So we did locate that. You're okay with that? You understand? And based on the fact that you –
I do.
You're with
me?
Yeah. Okay, so hold on a minute, okay?
Yeah.
Let me notate the account.
All right.
Okay, Mr. Bigsby. Okay, I'm notating your account and get something to write with so I can give you a cancellation number. So what we're going to do, we're just going to cancel, because I can cancel it out, and it's just going to be a straight cancellation. I misspoke on the 35%.
Good.
I was thinking 35% going forward on the next charge if you were going to keep it. But after checking with my supervisor, that's not how that works. Is I can cancel it out altogether based on you want it done.
Right.
Okay.
I just want to cancel.
Okay, yes, sir. And I'm so glad you understand that, because it does state it in the terms and conditions, and a lot of people, you know, don't realize that. But because of that, we don't mind offering the courtesy of canceling it, because, you know, in 2 days, it does say you need to call and do it. So get something to write with. I'm going to give you a cancellation number, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
So that would be – hold on, let me notate it here first. C is in Charlie, 2586, 48595.
So Charlie, 2586, 48595. 595.
And that's correct. And the Wi-Fi booster is yours to keep because that was a gift of them sending to you if you, you know, for enrolling. But they don't want it back. They don't even accept
right.
the gift back. So that's yours to keep. And if that's going to do it for you, thank you for calling customer service.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So going forward, there won't
okay,
be bye-bye. Any. Going forward, there won't be any more $49
okay.
charges, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.